This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Lebanon's health minister says 11 people were killed and more than 4,000 wounded on Tuesday when pagers they were carrying exploded in an operation being blamed on Israel. Linda Gradstein reports more VOA from Jerusalem.
Lebanese officials said the deaths and large numbers of injuries were caused when pagers exploded, calling on the public not to use any pagers in their possession. Israeli analysts said it was the biggest security breach Hezbollah had suffered since the war with Israel began almost a year ago and showed Israel's intelligence capabilities against Hezbollah. Lebanese press reports said the pagers were relatively new and had been given to the Hezbollah operatives in the past few months. They had been using pagers to communicate as Israel is able to track and record cell phones. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
White House spokesperson Karine Jean-Pierre said on Tuesday the U.S. continues to believe there needs to be a diplomatic solution to the ongoing conflict between Israel and Hezbollah.
This is why the ceasefire negotiation is so important. This is why the hostage deal is so important. This is why the president and his administration has been working around the clock, 24 hours, to get that done.
Jean-Pierre said the White House believes a deal between Israel and Hamas would reduce tensions between Israel and Hezbollah. Volunteers and emergency workers raced to secure riverbanks in Poland's historic city of Wrocław on Tuesday as nearby municipalities advised residents to evacuate and authorities across Central Europe tallied the cost of floods that have wreaked havoc and killed at least 22 people. The deluge has left a trail of destruction from Romania to Poland. While waters are receding in many areas, others are waiting for their